Talking with Bill Hirsch today, Canadian country singer and based in Alberta, is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay, great.
Edmonton, Alberta.
Edmonton, Alberta, okay. And you have a new single out right now, and we're enjoying playing it here on CJMQ, and it's called 911 Driving and Talking. So that's a fun song. Would you like to tell us about it?
Yes, I would. Well, thank you very much for spinning the record for me. I appreciate it very much. And the song is about driving and talking, exactly what it means. It's a little bit of epidemic portion, I think.
I think so, yeah.
If you stop at a red light or a stop sign, it seems everybody has their phone to their ear instead of the hands on the wheel type of things. And I think Newfoundland has legislation on this. I'm not quite sure, but I think it has.
Okay, and I think Quebec has, too. I think you have have a Bluetooth now if you're going to use your cell phone in the car.
Yes. Alberta is, in fact, last several days on the news here in Edmonton, the county of Strathcona is talking about driving, talking and driving, you know.
Okay, good. Now, you started your music career at a very early age. I was reading at the age of 3.
Yes.
Okay. So you came from a musical family then?
No, yeah, I didn't. Actually, there was 8 children, and I was the only one that ended up with the instruments and started playing that way and started with a button accordion. And progressed, of course, to a guitar, which was the cool thing to do at the time, of course, you know what I mean? And then played a little bass and play piano and play guitar and et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, and you had a band at one time, too. Okay.
The Blue Train Band.
Okay, the Blue Train Band. And so you have a lot of... now you have a lot of expertise with a lot of different instruments. And your influences along the way of...
Yes, Jerry Lee Lewis and people like that enjoyed the pioneers of rock and roll and some of the pioneers of country music.
And also actually, Hank Williams, I guess?
Oh, absolutely. There was the storyteller of storytellers. Great, great. And we got to go backstage here last year at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. And it was a great feeling. Felt a little bit spooky. You see to see some of your heroes there.
It must have been, yeah.
Oh, Lord, you know, it was a good feeling.
Great, and it's a great inspiration to you, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Great.
You bet.
And you've played with such people as Carol Baker, too, and
Tony
Booth.
Yeah, that was quite a few years ago, actually. We used to have a house band, backup band in Regina, at a place called The Pump.
Okay.
And we brought in some bigger acts, Jerry Palmer, Carol Baker, and we had some of the Buck Owens people like Tony Booth, Red Simpson, David Frizzell, I don't know if you remember him.
No.
Lefty's brother.
Okay.
And he had a few big hits of his own, Oklahoma, and You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma. And,
okay.
And we had a lot of, that's where you got quite a bit of knowledge from those people, just the way they operated and the way things went, you know.
Okay, well, I would think so, yeah.
You bet. It was actually a great experience and a learning experience, too.
Okay, now you have 2 albums, and what's the name of the most recent album?
Take the Time.
Take the Time, and
that was quite a few years ago.
Okay, so the single 911 Driving and Talking, is that going to be part of a new album, or?
We're working on it right now.
Okay.
I'm about 4 or 5 songs short.
Okay.
Of we've got another one on the fly right now, and it's about the computer.
Okay.
Sometimes it will not work for you either.
Okay, I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Actually, 911 was written in 2000.
Okay.
The very first time we had purchased the cell phone for ourselves, we had it in the vehicle, of course, and it rings. And what is this strange noise in the vehicle? And, of course, I just about drove into the back of somebody. And I turned to my wife and I said, Shirley, I said, there's got to be a song in here. And, and about a week or two later, we were, Brad Matthews and myself, we sat down and we started writing lines, and there was about three or four pages of lines about talking and driving, and you know. And needless to say, we'd grab a line out of this page, or grab a line out of that paragraph, and that's how we pieced the song together.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Works for you. So usually you write your songs with somebody else, or some of them by yourself?
Sometimes. Actually, I find that I run into a little bit of a problem sometimes. You overthink yourself, you know, trying to, and then if you have a fresh mind come in, it, let a different view on it. And, of course, then the flow comes down the drain.
Okay, that's great. Now, your songs have been released in Canada, also in the U.S., and also in West Germany, I was reading.
Yeah, 911 not.
Mm-hmm.
911 has not been released in the United States yet.
Okay, so
in fact, I was we were just talking about trying to make some deals down there.
Okay.
Because, like I mentioned, we were in Nashville here last year, and we've seen a lot of it, people driving and talking down there too.
Okay.
And I think it's it would fit the format down there too. You know, I really do, because we were at a red light in Nashville on Old Hickory Boulevard, and I said to my friend Jay, I said, look at this, Jay. Just look at this. He said, what are you talking about? And I said, well, look at the people sitting at the red light on the phones. He says, oh, he says, that goes on constantly. So it's sort of a little message, and
yeah, it's a good message, Anna, and a fun song too, but an important message there.
No, I appreciate that so much.
Yeah, great. Now, what are your plans for this year? Are you doing some touring, trying to get the song into the States?
Actually, I was talking to a friend of mine. I don't know if you folks remember Tommy Overstreet.
No.
Well, he's a friend of mine. He's had about 7 number ones in the States and here in Canada, of course. He phoned me up here a couple of weeks ago, and he mentioned that, Bill, he said, why don't you put some dates together and maybe we'll do something. I said, well, okay. And then I explained to him that I've got a record going out right now. I said, let's see where the record goes. I said, maybe we'll have a double whammy going out to draw a crowd type of thing.
Oh, that's great. Good. Okay. Now, do you have a website where people can purchase some of your music or learn more about you?
Absolutely. Bill at billhirsch.com.
Okay. Well, that's easy to remember.
Yes. And Hirsch is spelled H-E-R-S-C-H-E. Sometimes the spelling, I don't know, it gets wavered.
Yeah. Good. Anything else you'd like to mention, Bill?
No, I'd just like to say hello to everybody in the Sherbrooke area, and keep both hands on the wheel, folks. It won't hurt you.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Bill.
Well, thank you, Maureen, and say hello, and we'll see you later.
Okay, all the best of luck in your music.
And you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Alexander Graham Bell, he probably never thought about the cell and how much we all need to talk and chat. But the truth is, we're all slaves to phones. We gotta take it with us when we're leaving home. And if you phone me at my house, you're gonna get my cat.
Yeah.
It could be winter, spring, summer, fall. This old boy, he just can't recall when a telephone meant so much to us. You came a long way from party lines, paying dimes and wasting time on pay phones that may or may not work. Why don't you turn off that phone? You just might not make it home. Driving, talking, talking, driving, start thinking about surviving. People, hands on the wheel, don't be phoning, making deals. Well, that next call might be 911. My cell phone seems to lose its charge every time my debts get really large and I get the calls from the collection agency. I'm gonna lose that phone, get an email thing, I won't have to hear the darn thing ring, go talk to my neighbor across the fence for free. Why don't you turn off that phone? You just might not make it home. Driving, talking, talking, driving, start thinking about surviving. Keep both hands on the wheel, don't be phoning, making deals. Well, that next call might be 911. What don't you turn off that phone? You just might not make it home.
Driving, talking, talking, driving.
Start thinking about surviving. Keep both hands on the wheel. Don't be phoning, making deals. Well, that next call might be 911. Oh, that next call might be 911. Keep both hands on the wheel. Keep your mind between the lines. Hello, darling. What's that, honey? Pick up some milk and bread. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now, dear? Hold on, I'm getting a text message.
That was Canadian country artist Bill Hirsch, and the song was called 911, Driving and Talking.